The following is an initiation ceremony lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on June 1st, 1997 in Bangalore, India.
Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadhi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratrishe Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chigat Pate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranalami Hari Priye Jai Sisi Krishna Balaram Radha Krishna Chanda Nitai Gauranga Ki Jai Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So here we are gathered for realizing initiation ceremony. This is the first after the temple. This is very important because here before Radha, Krishna Chandra, Nitai Gauranga, Krishna Balaram, these devotees are surrendering to Lord Krishna. Krishna is Adi Guru. He is the original spiritual master. He is also Chaitya Guru. He is the inner spiritual master. And the external spiritual master is his representative and extension. So Krishna is always the supreme guru. Because we cannot hear Krishna properly in our conditioned state, therefore we accept His representative in the form of the devotee who is acting as Guru on His behalf. And we serve Krishna through Krishna's devotee. Actually, Krishna said He is more pleased when you serve His devotee than when you serve Him. So this is a way to get special mercy from Lord Krishna. All the services we do, we think that we are offering to our Guru. In fact, everyone who is under shelter, they should also be practicing in the same way. Whatever service we are doing, we offer to the Guru. We don't think that I am serving Krishna, I am serving my Guru, who is serving his Guru, who is serving Krishna, through the Guru Parampara. In that way, we are serving Krishna, by helping Krishna's devotees. We are Das Anudas Anudas. But taking initiation also is a serious commitment because it means that now we are taking the spiritual master as our eternal father, the scriptures as our mother, and everything we do is connected with our Diksha Guru. If we go back to Krishna, Krishna will also bless the Diksha Guru. If we commit sin, Diksha Guru suffers. So everything you do, you have to be very careful now. Especially the connection is more tight at second initiation, more immediate reaction, but even at the first initiation, the Guru is responsible. In this first initiation, we are not only giving the Harinam, but also the disciples are accepting the Guru. The Guru Varanam is done in ISKCON at the time of the first initiation. That's why the new names are given by the Guru. In some other institution, they only give the names at the second initiation. But in ISKCON, we give at the first. Because the Guru is accepting disciple eternally, and disciple is accepting the Guru. So if anybody is feeling hesitant to take this type of responsibility, this is your last chance to get out. If you want to think about it some more time. Diksha Guru is one, when one may have more than one Siksha Guru. But the Diksha Guru is one. So once you take Diksha Guru, that means no more Diksha Guru for the rest of your life. This is the Diksha Guru. By Krishna's mercy. Anyway, and this is the disciplic succession, you are linked. With this disciplic succession, you are under the protection of Srila Prabhupada and all the former previous acharyas. So everybody wants to go forward? Those who want to go forward, raise your hands. Okay, Hare Krishna. Okay, this is a bond, this is not material. This is a spiritual heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul bond which is created. If we try to see materially, then what material similarities are there? So many different background may be there, or different age groups or whatever, language group. But this is a spiritual relationship which comes to service to Krishna. So one has to be very careful and protect this spiritual relationship, avoid all kinds of offenses. Sometimes people are not clear about what is the vows of initiation, what is the significance. So I wrote out what the significance is, which should arrive here any minute. Everyone will get their copy. You have it. Acha. Everyone can get their copy. When you come up, you can sign it and give to me. Actually, taking the vow before the fire, there's no higher commitment than that, according to Vedas. But somebody said that in Kali Yuga, if you sign something, they take it more serious. And Prabhupada said one time, yes, they should sign. So we have not instituted. So I institute today at this auspicious occasion. Of course, whenever we take a vow for Krishna, we should never vow anything for any material purpose, only for Krishna. When we take a vow for Krishna, then we also are begging Krishna and getting the mercy from Krishna to be able to fulfill the vow. This vow doesn't mean if I break it, then I give up. Somehow if we fail in any respect, there's no price. The only thing is again to try and don't repeat the same error again. The Guru is very merciful and he forgives our disciple. But we should try our level best to follow. Where's the list? So here we have, but husband and wife should come together, no? Ramdas, you come with your wife. Next one will be Sunil. He can already pay his obeisance because we are very late. All the pranams should do before you come here. What are the four regular principles you're going to follow for your whole life? Boliye. Yeah, any whatever, just so long as someone can translate. What's that?
No meditating.
No meditating.
Thank you.
No,
they are late.
Covered?
How many malas per day? You're helping me in my mission? Following all these points?
One copy should be given to them. You make copies. We can put one plate here.
Your name is Rasabhya Rama Das Arikari.
Give me a pen.
And your name is Achintya Radha Devi Dasi. Achintya Radha Devi Dasi. After Sunil is Rohan. What are the obeisances? What are the four principles you'll follow your whole life? And how many rounds per day minimum? You'll help me in my mission and follow these principles. Niranjan will be after that. Hare Krishna.
Whose is the big one?
Hare Krishna. anymore. So your name is Sahishnu Balaram Das Brahmachari. What are the four principles you follow your whole life? And how many malas minimum per day? You'll be helping me in my mission following these principles. Your name is Ruchi Rangada Das Brahmachari. After Niranjan is Vijay Kumar Balal. What are the four principles you follow your whole life? And how many malas minimum per day? And you'll help me in my mission and follow these principles? Okay. So your name is Neela Madhava Das Brahmachari. Kimia is after Vijay. Be careful. Vijay, you're happy? What are the four principles you'll follow your whole life? And how many malas minimum per day? You'll be like helping me in my mission and following these principles. Have them sign. They're first offering the Prabhupada. Sure. Govinda Raj is after Timia. Your name is Vrishni Balaba Das Adhikari. What are the four principles you follow?
Four regulated principles.
The sign ahead.
No meditating, no illegal sex with others, no intoxication, no gambling.
He understands some of the relatives to him in common. And how many malas minimum per day?
6 per day.
So you'll be helping with your husband. He takes me as a siksha guru.
Yes. Sir.
And you agree to follow these principles and help me in my mission. Anil Kumar will be next. Your wife can also come with you if she's here. Your name is Trivikrama Krishna Das Adhikari. What are the four principles you follow your whole life? How many malas minimum per day? And you're following these principles? It's okay? So your name is Gokuleshwara Govinda Das Brahmachari. Anil, with your wife, come together. After this will be Narayana. You're supporting your husband taking Diksha after Samathai. What are the four principles you follow your whole life? And how many malas per day? These principles are agreeable, follow. Did you ask your wife, does she accept me like a Siksha Guru? How does she do? So you'll be helping your husband. Sami ki sahayata karengi. She'll be helping you in this. So your name is Akhil Atma Nithai Das Adhikari. Put after Nithai because Nithai is very merciful. And so you got mercy, you need mercy. So. Hare Krishna. What are the four principles you follow your whole life? How many malas minimum per day? These principles are acceptable, you follow? After this prasad, so your name is Nityananda Anuja Das Brahmachari. Lord Chaitanya is considered younger brother of Nitai. So Nityananda Anuja is Lord Chaitanya. After prasad will be Shiraj. What are the four principles you follow your whole life? How many malas per day minimum? Can you help me in my mission and follow these principles? Everything's okay there? So your name, and you're the...
I thought Maharaj is supposed to get the smaller. Small means the smaller width. Hold that, which is smaller? You want big or small?
So your name is Para Paratakto Prasad Das Brahmachari. The mercy of the Supreme Truth. After this is Kamalakar. Hare Krishna. What are the four principles you follow your whole life? How many times japa minimum per day? And these principles, you help me in my mission and follow these principles. So your name is Sarvagga Krishna Das Brahmachari. After this, take your precepts of Prabhupada. After this, Rajesh. What are the four principles you're committed to follow, you vow to follow your whole life? How many malas minimum per day? And help me in my mission and follow these principles, these vows. So your name is Kamalakar, right? So your name is Karunya Sagara Das Brahmachari. And after this is the Kritika Nitya Kalyani. What are the four principles to follow your whole life? No meeting, no gain, no intoxication, and no. You follow these principles to help me in my mission. So your name is Raktak Govinda Das Brahmachari. Hare Krishna. So, what are the four principles you two will follow your whole life? How many malas minimum per day? You'll help me in my mission? Follow these vows. So, Kritika. After this comes, your name is means your servitor of Radharani, who's very merciful. Your name is Kripavati Gopi Devi Dasi. Your name is your servitor of Radharani, who's the Gopi, who's always transcendentally blissful, satisfied in serving Krishna. Your name is Nitya Tushta Gopi Devi Dasi. Four principles to follow your whole life? And how many malas japa per day? You help me in my mission and follow these things. So, she's helping you a lot. This is what we want. Whole family should be happy in Krishna consciousness in this life, and after this, go back to Godhead in the next life. So, your name is. Name of Radhika, your name is daughter. Does she accept me as Tiksha Guru? Your name is Deepa Priya Radhika Devi Dasi. Lekha. Lekha but not least. Can I get a copy of what this sheet was for your own record from Stoka Krishna Das later. Hare Krishna. What are the four principles you follow your whole life? How many malas minimum per day? You'll help me in my mission. Follow these vows. So, your name is well known, doesn't need an explanation. Your name is Lalita Visakha Devi Dasi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Those who took shelter yesterday who are here, they can come and offer their obeisances if they want.
still.